right, all right, all right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, KC, CEO of She's On Entertainment. Yo, tonight we're going to have an awesome, awesome time. We got the one and only King St. Louis in the building. Definitely is going to go down. First of all, I want to say thank you, everybody, for supporting She's On Radio. We've been a long year, long 5 years, you know, so, you know, everybody is still here supporting, sending donations. Thank you so much. You never gave up on She's On, and I definitely want to thank you all for continuing the support. I love you. If I never, ever, ever tell you that, I want you to know that I love you, and I thank you so much for supporting the movement. Definitely, definitely. A lot of you have been asking me about She Pride 2015. There will not be a She's On 2015. There will be a 2016, though. Definitely be a 2016. So I know a lot of you all are like, no, no, no. But, hey, definitely I have one 2015. But I will be in a lot of big, big, big events. Atlanta Pride, Sweet Heat, and the DR Takeover 2015. So y'all definitely, definitely get into that. Y'all make sure y'all go out and support those people. That's Sweet Heat Miami. Y'all can hit them up on Instagram, find out all the details about the event. Y'all can go to Queendom Atlanta, and then at DR Takeover 15. Right now, we are waiting on St. Louis to get online. But look, I want to ask y'all quick questions. I want to know how do y'all feel about these different topics I want to talk about. Since I have a few people on the line. Hold on, I think we might find her. Still waiting on her. I want to know how you ladies feel about all of this Ferguson, all of the protests against Eric, all the protests against Mike Brown. I want to know how you ladies feel about this, because I know a lot of you have been hitting me up. KC, can we talk about it? I want to know how you feel. So while we're waiting on St. Louis, you all could be talking to me. So pressing number one, I want to hear how you all feel about it. Like, do you think it's okay? Do you feel that the protesters are doing the right thing? You know, press number one. Don't be scared to talk to me. I'm not going to bite you. She is en route, so come on. So let's make the best of it. How do you feel about all of the racist, the protests? Hit the number one. Talk to me. Don't be scared. Come on. Person number one, give me an insight. All right, I give you my insight, how I feel about all the protests, the Ferguson, the Mike Brown, and all of that. What I'm going to say is, and I hope it don't make you all angry or mad or frustrated at me, but I'm just going to speak how I feel. I want to know, why are there a lot of people out there destroying their own places, their own retail, their own? I saw that people went and burnt down the hair store, burnt down some schools, and a lot of different other things out there they were doing. I don't know if that's truth, but that's just something that I heard and I saw on the news. I don't care what race you are. I don't care if you're black, white, blue, purple, green. I just feel like there were a lot of civil rights heroes out there from back in the day, like, you know, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, that really fought for our freedom. They really fought for everybody to be equal, you know. And this, you know, what's going on now, testing everything, it's like the world is going backwards. I don't know if you noticed that, but the world is going backwards to, it seems like the Great Depression. Y'all remember the Great Depression where protests throwing fire up in the buildings and all of that? But I'm just here to let everybody know, you know, we got to pray. We got to really put our hands up. We got to get on our knees. We got to pray. We got to ask God, like, look, I don't know what's going on, but we got to start thanking God in advance, because they always say that you get your rainbow through the storm, right? So right now, I just think that if we all pull together, no matter what race, whatever our sexual preference is, if we all pull together and start practicing unity in our communities, everything will be okay. Real talk. Right now, still waiting on St. Louis. St. Louis, pressing number one, pressing number one. In the meantime, let's talk. 773-219, talk to me. How you feel about everything that's going on? Hello, 773-219.
Yo, yo.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up, this St. Louis, y'all? I'm trying to cue in with y'all. What's going on?
Oh, there you go. Ha!
What's going on, baby?
What's up, man? How are you?
Man, I'm good. I'm good money.
Good money. So, look, before we get started on your interview, right, since I was talking about all the protests and everything that's going on, how do you feel about that?
Man, that's a touchy subject, because, of course, you know, my entire family is down there in St. Louis. And, I mean, I feel real sad, to be honest, because right. I feel like, you know, of course everybody's going to be upset. I'm upset, you know what I'm saying, because truth be told, he could have been a blood cousin that I never met, or not even right. that, he could have been, you know, a son that, you know, one of my kids, my uncles, my brother. So, of course, we're going to be upset, but to tear up everything in our city where we need those places to get tissue, you know what I'm saying, to get clothes and food from, we burning them down. But we need them. That's our resources for our everyday lives. And it's not going to move nothing. Because, yeah, we can tear up the globe. But guess what? We still got to live here. You know, like our kids is not even going to school. They ain't been in school for a minute behind this. You know? So definitely I support it 100%. But I support it in a peacefully manner. Like, I'm not big on unnecessary violence, I should say, you know, and I feel like the extraness that's going on the violence part, like setting cars on fire and all, like, to me, that's you turning a situation into a terrorist, and you don't have to be heard to, you know, to burn down buildings. You got to be smart about it. Because right now they run back in their seats, you know, laughing, because this is what they expect of us, to tear stuff up, you know. And like I said before, I support them 100%, you know, period, because regardless of the race or anything, wrong is wrong and right is right. I'm not saying it's not a black and white situation. I'm not saying it is, because granted, there are, you know, other races that, you know, get locked up, get, you know, wrongfully killed, whatever the case, although our case is being highlighted right now. But it just irritates me the most that we're not being smart about the situation. We reacting off emotions instead of our brain.
All
so,
right now.
You know, here and there, it's a touchy little subject, but needless to say, you know, it's very sad. Like, the world is at war. It's not just in St. Louis. Like, we all at war. but you have to be smart about it.
Right. All right. Well, thank you for that input. I agree with you. It's just sometimes it's just good to talk about what's going on, you know? So just definitely wanted to touch on that topic. But how are you, St. Louis? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was pretty great. Honestly, I wanted to do something different this year, so I actually went out and I got home and made some homemade chili and threw some rice in there, and I actually passed it out to the homeless. I hit the streets and, you know, went to go pass it out to the homeless. It was something different. I never really stepped out there, you know, hands-on like that, you know, with people in the street per se. And I just wanted this year, you know, I'm away from home, so, and I know it's a lot of people out here that might not make it to, you know, that shelter or, you know, that church that's serving dinner because, you know, they have certain times or whatever. So, of course, I was just, you know, catching the less fortunate that at the corners, you know what I'm saying, at the lights or whatever the case, and just passing them a bowl of chili, something different. You know, it's not a lot of effort. And it just to know that I made somebody smile for Thanksgiving is so good. So I did something a little different, but it was definitely a blessing within itself.
That's definitely awesome. Like, you know, hearing you going out to the communities and passing out chili, like, how did that make you feel? Like,
honestly, it made me feel good to know that I know I was a part of helping someone having a meal for the day, you know. And I don't know, that could be their only meal for that day. But just to have the efforts and to, you know, to go out and to see how happy they were. And believe it or not, you know, not to touch back on it, in a sense with all this black and white, believe it or not, a lot of the homeless people that I was passing out dinners to were white.
Right.
You know, and there, and I said that to say that there are good people out there that's just like us, and it's not always about a black and white thing. But in a sense, you know, if you look at it on a smarter version, it'll show you how, if you look at everybody as humans in the situation, like tiptoeing a little bit back on it, but if you look back at it on as an aspect of, you know, we are all people, period. The difference is you have your ignorance and your non-ignorance.
Right.
So, and I just, you know, I'm sorry, I'm getting all off subject, but it's just that situation within itself. This is something not only been happening for years, it just sucks that it had to take, you know, a lot of young souls for everybody to want to speak on it. And then also, needless to say, also you have, like, people that's out here that, you know, have so much to say verbally, but they wasn't out at the voting polls, you know what I'm saying, voting on
right.
The different situations that's going on, but you want to be heard now after someone's soul is taken away. Like, that's not, you know, it's not being smart. That's how I feel. But, no, back to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was great. It was something different, but, like I said, it felt real good to just know that I'm making someone else smile.
That's what's up, man. I commend you. And that was definitely something. I definitely know that you touched not only the people's lives that you passed the chili out to, but you're touching a lot of people's lives right now as well. And, you know, I know I'm over here with my mouth open. You know, so.
Yeah.
I know definitely, you definitely made a lot of people just online feel warm, you know. And
I hope so, man. I mean, it was something that was small because, believe it or not, I was only had enough money to make one pie, and I only ended up making like 10 bowls, and it was crazy. But the first guy that I gave a bowl to, I didn't even expect a lot of homeless people to still be out because, you know, they was giving out food or whatever at the pantries. But also, a lot of people don't understand that at these pantries, you got to be there at a certain time.
Right.
And there are some homeless people who don't know, you know, it's a pantry, you know, right around the corner, you know.
So it's just the first guy that I gave a chili to, like, it was crazy because I also think about, like, every day we walk past these people and, you know, not we don't know anything about their story, but yet we know that they're homeless. It's just, like, prime example with, you know, you can have a celebrity. You see a celebrity in the scene and you're like, oh, man, I know they just living a good life, woo, woo, woo. But you don't know their story. You know what I'm saying? They could honestly be broke. But right. To the Hollywood, you know, they rich. So, you know, I said it to say, you never know anyone's story. And you can't really shy away from every person because of their situation. So that's why, and I just put myself in their shoes. Because I've been homeless before. You know, I've been hungry before. And I'm sure we all had, you know, a little bit touch of that lifestyle, you know, more so than others, that, you know, that person could be you. So why not? If you can help, why not help?
That's right. That's right. Well, I'm definitely, like I said, I definitely know that you're touching a lot of people's lives right now, and people definitely, they appreciate that. Because you don't really hear a lot of people that, you know, that's in the light, that actually steps outside of their own selfishness, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
They give back. Like, you don't really hear that too much where you see people, like, giving back. So, that's
right.
Like I said.
Right.
Like I said, that's what's up, man. You did a good thing, you know?
Yeah,
so
appreciate
tell us
it.
About,
I mean, like,
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, like, you know, I even put up a post, and because I didn't do it for a pat on the back, you know, like, oh, man, you know, I did it because it was something that somebody needed to do it, you know,
right.
And goes to show, like you said, a lot of people don't come out of, you know, they like, but, and I say, even with my social network sites and, you know, fan pages and all that, a lot of people say, oh, you put a lot of, you know, personal things out there, you know, blah, blah. So everybody, I want all my supporters and fans to know me as personal as possible because that is the real me. That's why, you know, I'm not afraid to say certain things that are personal to me out there. Of course, you know, it wouldn't get outraged or nothing like that. But I
right.
say a lot of stuff that I say online to let them know you're not the only one. I'm right here with you in this same situation. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
a lot
I
of
know.
People like to say, you know, a lot of people there say that, be like, man, you know, even with just in the entertainment industry, to me, you know, like I say, I've been in the game for 7 going on 8 years, but I've also seen a lot, but I also have not, you know, have a lot to go. Like, I have a long journey to go in this industry. But I've also seen a lot in this industry. And I don't want my fans or supporters to think, you know, oh, you know, like, St. Louis don't go through nothing like that. Or, you know, St. Louis is, you know, not this or not that. I'm human just like everybody else. Like, to be honest, when I have supporters that come up to me like, oh, man, you know, I admire how you entertain, you know, I respect, you know, whatever, whoop, whoop, whoop. To be honest, that makes me proud that people is outside looking in, but I also want to be like, you know, I'd be excited. When somebody comes tell me, they'd be like, oh, my God, I drove 2 hours to come, or, you know, oh, my God, you know, this, this, and this. I'd be excited, probably more excited than my supporters to see them than what they see me. Like, I'm still in that phase of, you know, oh, my God, you came here for me? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still like, and a lot of people, a lot of our supporters, they don't even know, like, of how, you know, the back scenes of it. But I truly appreciate my supporters. Like, they make me who I am. And that's why I appreciate them so much. So, you know, granted, I won't be able to answer every inbox, every, you know, email, every time. I won't be able to do everything, but those that I see, trust and believe, I'm going to always reply. When you come to my shows, you ask for a picture, I'm going to make sure, if I'm the last person to leave, I say thank you, I'm going to make sure you get your picture, you know. because I appreciate it. I do. Like, I really appreciate it. And like I say, needless to say, I put it out there to be, and I step out the box plenty of times to let you know we both put our pants on the same way. Left foot, right foot, in our shoes. You know, like, I'm no different than the next one. The only difference is I'm in front of a camera doing what I love, and that's to perform in front of, you know, my supporters and fans.
Okay, okay. So definitely, definitely, like I said before, like, I don't know, I'm just, my mouth is open. Like I said, you really don't hear too many people like that, that I identify with the public, and you're definitely one of a kind, you know, and I know I want to interview you, but I'm going to bring you back for a part two, right?
Okay.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to let the fans interview you. I'm going to let them interview you because I know they want to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm just going to bring you back for a part two, you know, so definitely.
All right.
Y'all ladies on the line, press the number one. You want to speak to St. Louis. Don't be scared. She's not going to bite you. I know you already heard her. She said, you already know she's humble. Come on. So press number one. Y'all didn't call for nothing. Y'all want to talk to her. You can even tell her whatever you want to tell her. This is your time. All right? We're going to go to the phone line. Oh, sorry. Some people online that are listening, dial 646-716-6977. If you're online right now, you want to speak to her, press the number one. I'm going through the phone lines right now. Even if it's to say, hey, congratulations. Talk to her about anything. Ask her, you know, she like green. Ask her anything. Don't be scared. Anyway, let's go to these phone lines. Pressing number one, ladies. We're waiting on you.
Where y'all at?
We have a lot of people
talk about it.
Pressing number one. I think they're a little shy.
Let's talk about it.
So, okay. Well, until we get somebody on here, are you in a relationship? I know that's probably one of the questions the ladies want to ask. Are you in a relationship?
Nah, not in no relationship. Single as a dollar bill.
Okay. Now maybe that'll open the ladies up a press one.
Hopefully, make sure y'all press one.
Okay. So, talk about, matter of fact, let's get to this. If you had to tell anybody out there that's trying to become an entertainer, how would you tell them to go about it?
I pretty much I'll tell them how I did it. Well, originally, of course, I was approached by a promoter that is very well known. Love her to death. Her name is Flawless out in Texas. Love you, baby. See you soon. But she approached me and, you know, a little bit about the entertainment life. She was, you know, asked me what would I think about doing it. And, you know, when you hear something like stripper, you'd be like, what the hell? I know stripper. The first thing you think as a female stripper is pretty much a bathing suit, two piece little bathing suit. So, of course, I'm like, I'm not wearing that, you know, blah, 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 because, of course, I wasn't introduced to the game at all. So, you know, I went to the show, and I seen it first, and I was like, okay, I can do that. It was at his lip-singing phase. So, of course, you know, like, this dancing thing, it goes to another level because you're not just going out there just grinding. Because anybody, you know, of course, can go out there and grind. And I always, always, always tell somebody who want to get in this game, whatever you do, stay humble. Stay humble. Because if you let the game get to you, it's going to destroy you. You're not going to survive out here. You have to stay humble in this game. Because without anybody that's in this game, there will be no you. Without anybody in this game, any fans supporting, it wouldn't be no you. But I said it to say, honestly, what happened is you just put yourself out there. You are your biggest promoter, period. Unless you got a team, you are your biggest promoter. I don't care if you bored. I don't care, you know, whatever you're doing, you have to promote yourself because you will blow up by word of mouth. Let's just say that. So the first thing you have to do is you find out who have events.
find out who has parties in your local area, store local. Unless you have, you know, of course, strings outside of your city, then, you know, you can, you know, rap for them and perform there. But store local, go to the shows. You go in the store as an amateur, because sometimes they'll have, like, amateur events. So, go out, you know, go to those. I don't care if they haven't won every week at different places, go to those. Because the more people that see you, the more people enjoy you, the more people going to talk about you. But pretty much that's what it is. You just, you know, go to the clubs and pretty much promote yourself and stay humble. Make sure you stay humble.
Good one, good one. I like how you explain that. Definitely, definitely. Who inspired you to become an entertainer?
Wow, who inspired me? Let me see. Well, honestly, with Dancing Within Itself, dancing is a passion for me first, to be honest. Like, I was the one kid that, you know, put all the little teddy bears in the corner and jumping around dancing. That was me. You know, so dancing was always a passion for me. But the thing is a lot of people don't know, when I first came out and started dancing, I had to kind of mold myself. So what I did is I watched a lot of entertainers. I watched males for 2 years, to be honest, before I even thought about even considering being on the male side. And, you know, dancing for straight women. But I literally went to their shows and watched them for 2 years. And, you know, after watching everybody from everywhere I've been, I put it together and put my, you know, my own style with it. So, honestly, the game within itself is plenty of dancers that inspire me in some way or fashion. You know, it's something that they do, and I'm like, wow. Like I say, still to this day, I'm amazed about a lot of different performers that I see, and that's studs, Sims, and Mills. So I pretty much get inspired. I get inspired by everybody that's in the game, to be honest, because you can always pick up something from someone.
Okay. We do have a call right now, 912-503. Told to St. Louis.
Hi, King. Hi, Casey. How are you?
Hey, hey.
Hey, what's going on, love?
Nothing. This is Jessica from Savannah. It's nice to finally talk to you. I can get through the lines now.
How you doing, love? How's it going? I heard it's beautiful out there.
Yes. I just wanted to ask King, what is your end game in the entertainment business? Like, everybody has goals that they want to reach. What is yours? Do you want to own your own company one day and promote more people? What is your end goal to the entertainment business?
Wow. To be honest with you, I actually want a group. I want a young group. I want a group that's probably about 19, between the ages of 19 and 21. And I want to mold them into a group and a different style that's never been out just yet. But that's my dream within the business. I want to have a young group.
Okay. Well, that's a question that I wanted to ask, because I like knowing people in game whenever they have business, and are they going to take it further or just going to just do that for the moment. So that's really all I wanted to ask, and I'm finally glad I got through. It's nice to talk to everybody.
And I'm glad you called, love. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your show.
You too, love.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. We have another caller, area code 513-835. Talk to St. Louis.
Hey, this is Juju.
Juju, bud.
Hey, love. I was calling to say hey and give you both my love.
Thank you, boo.
Just say I appreciate you because of your humbleness and how sweet you are, and you're just so down to earth.
I definitely appreciate it. That's my Juju bug, y'all. She came all the way to my show. She had 1,000 things going on, but she came through and she brought my, I don't know if y'all been on my page, seen that big old Christmas bag full of goodies that came from a Juju bug. She came out to support me. She had to dash quick, but she came out, supported me, gave me my love, and I appreciate. I definitely appreciate Juju bugs. One of my favorites.
Hey, Juju.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, doing good. Aww. That was awesome. Now, how did that make you feel, St. Louis?
That made me feel good. I love when my supporters come out and support me. I truly do. I love talking to them, finding out who they are, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I love when they come tell me and they be like, you know, I've been following you for years. Still to this day, it still blows my mind that people, you know, followed me for a while. And like I say, I still get amazed when, you know, I go to my shows and a lot of people come up and they tell me they've been, you know, been watching me for a while and, you know, appreciate my performance and coming out and everything like that. It made me feel good.
Okay, okay. Did you say?
Yeah, actually, Casey, you posted something on Facebook, a video the other day about men, you know, being like having this insecurity about doms and stuff. So I wanted to ask St. Louis how she feels about that. Like, what's her intake on it?
Are you saying like how men feel about doms? Period, or
the ones who portray, yeah, like the ones who say, oh, they want to be, you know, they want to be men, or the men that seem to have some type of insecurity towards women.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've even, you know, rapped to one of my brothers about it, you know, like, why do men always feel like it's a competition, or pretty much assume that we want to be a man. I don't want to too much say ignorance, but in a way it is ignorance because they don't understand it. You know, they don't know the background of it. So they're, of course, their first reaction is, oh, she want to be a man because she wants to wear male clothes. When in reality, this is just who I am and this is my identity. You just don't understand it. So it falls under ignorance. All we can do is either educate them or just move on with our lives and ignore them. But I always like to educate them because I definitely feel like if I have an opportunity to educate somebody, especially when it has to do with our community, we definitely should step out that foot and try to educate them so they won't have no excuse to the comments that they make.
Right. All right, well, that was all. I'm calling to give you my love.
Well, I definitely appreciate you calling, love.
You have a good night.
You do the same.
All right, ladies, last chance. If you want to speak to St. Louis, make sure if you're online, dial 646-716-6977. If you're online right now, on the phone, you dial that. Press the number one. All right, know y'all want to talk to her. Come on now. Don't act like you're shy. She's not going to bite you. Make sure you press the number one. Get in tune with her. Ask her some questions. Ask her anything you want to ask her. Anything.
Come on, ladies. Call on in. Ask what you want. And y'all know there's no limit, so let me see what y'all got.
I think most of them are shy. They're a little chicken. Bop, bop. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, I think they're a little shy, you know. But we're not even going to worry about that. We're definitely going to do a part two to this interview. We're going to do a part two. Because definitely time is about to prevail. That's why I'm trying to let everybody get their talk on. We still have a few more minutes. Press the number one if you want to talk to her. Just ask her anything. Like, you heard everything she had to say tonight. Ask her anything. Or just tell her how you feel. There's a lot of you that are plugging in on my Facebook right now. Like, oh, my gosh, she's so sexy. call and press the number one and tell her that. Don't be scared. She, look, you tell her B she's sexy. You need to tell her, you know. You have your chance to talk to her, you know.
Uh-oh.
All right, St. Louis, this is what we're going to do. This is what I want you to do. Talk to us about a couple of events. You have any events coming up? Where they going to be? And
Actually, next month, I haven't confirmed, well, I have a confirmed date, but we locking everything in with contracts and stuff. But Texas, be on the lookout. I will be out there. Surprise, surprise. Houston, I'm heading y'all way. Also, Philly, I'm going to be out there. I don't have y'all call me off guard. I don't have my calendar in front of me. But Philly, I will be out there next month. Mail show is going to be Rough Friday the 24th. I will be there. Make sure y'all come. It's been a while since I've been in Philly, so I'm excited about it. I have a ball when I go out there. So definitely be on the lookout for that. I'm also going back to Chicago. Y'all will be hearing about that soon in February, if I'm not mistaken. And then also I got a St. Louis show coming up that's to be announced, but definitely be on the lookout. Those are the only ones I can think of right offhand.
Okay, okay. So how can they get in contact with you if you don't say anybody that does not know about you, like on Facebook, your social media, your YouTube, how can they get in contact with you?
For any booking information, of course, y'all will contact my email, stlouisbooking@gmail.com. I do have a like page. It's called The Real St. Louis, The Real King St. Louis, I'm sorry. Definitely make sure y'all go on there and like, because I am maxed out on my Facebook. Every blue moon, I try to check to see if I can add someone, and then I'll try to at least add someone. But you definitely unlimited with my like page, so definitely come and join my like page. My IG is TheReal_KingSt.Louis, and my Twitter is @SpokenInc_. Trying to think. Of course, once y'all email me and everything, my manager is going to be contacting you guys back. Also, shout out to, speaking of one of my managers, she got 5-star promotions. One of the hottest promoters out in Tampa Bay, Florida. So definitely if y'all in the Florida area, make sure y'all check out her events. Palladium is one of her main spots on Saturdays. And also my Trendsetter Ladies, my team out in Jersey. I love Jersey. But shout out to them. And that's pretty much it. From all my contacts, if I'm not mistaken. Like I said, if y'all go ahead and contact that email, stlouisbooking@gmail.com, definitely y'all will get a direct telephone number to be contacted for the information on my booking. YouTube. My YouTube is Saint Finest Dom, D-O-M, of course. And the number one, you can find me on YouTube. I have plenty of videos for y'all to get bored with on there. And if I'm not mistaken, that's all of my contacts.
All right, St. Louis. Well, I definitely want to say it's an honor to talk to you tonight. Thank you for coming on the She's On Radio. We're definitely going to head up a part two so we can get you back and more updates from you. I know your fans enjoyed it, and I definitely know you brought on a few extra, you know, so you're definitely a humble person, good person, and definitely want to say, you know, good luck in your future. Like, we will have another show. Me and you will talk about that after this show. But
alrighty.
Definitely thank you for coming in. It was a pleasure talking to you, and definitely you have a good night.
You too, my man. Yo, I appreciate y'all having me. Definitely had a good time with y'all. I am getting icons. People are still trying to call in. But it's going to be a part two again, and I'm going to plug that information on the social networks. We'll be promoting it. So no worries, ladies. You still get a chance to subscribe to me on live on the radio. But I definitely appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all for listening in. And, of course, y'all already know I love you, all of y'all, to death. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, my man. Talk to you soon.
Okay. All right, lady, there you have it. Definitely I will give you the information no later than the end of the week when we will talk to St. Louis again. Thank y'all for tuning in to She's on Radio. It was a blast. I had a good time with you all. Talk to you all tomorrow. Y'all have a good one.